It was a savagely windy, starless night when Dominicus finally gave up trying to sleep. Adjusting his breechcloth, he got up and stumbled across the roiling cabin before settling in the chair by the door. Long, lean, muscled legs outstretched, hands folded behind his head, he braced himself back against the wall, listening to the sounds of the night. The creaking ship, shouts of crew, lash of waves and the wind howling intermittently about them. His mind turned to Aliana, no doubt now asleep in the cabin next door with her father. Thinking of her made him smile. She was such a mixture of beauty, frailty and strength, and beneath it all, a voluptuous, yielding woman like no other had ever been. She fired his loins, owned his heart and filled his life with meaning. Her happiness had become his reason for being. She made him feel complete. He readjusted his position to stop himself from falling as the boat lurched and rolled violently beneath him, and then he returned to reminiscing. Dominicus laughed at himself for the feelings of tenderness he found himself expressing. "Love," he mumbled in quiet astonishment. "Who would have thought it?" One minute she was a slave to have his wicked way with, the next a destitute, irresistibly forbidden, spirited woman to rescue, seduce, and unwittingly fall in love with. "And marry," he reminded himself, chuckling in disbelief. He hadn't even seen that one coming. Not once in his 28 years had he ever felt the need or efficacy of tying himself down to anyone, but somehow this was different. From the first, he'd known at some level she was meant for him and him for her. It had whispered through his mind when he first saw her, flowed through his body when he touched her, and filled his heart as he got to know her. What better way to show it than marriage, and what luck to now have the blessing of her father? Dominicus let out a self-satisfied sigh of contentment. At that moment in time, in the darkness of the room, alone with his thoughts, life felt good. Very, very good. And it was in that moment, while he sat smugly congratulating himself and thanking the gods for their undoubted intervention, while simultaneously imaging a bundle of red-headed babies or one or two adopted toddlers, that he heard the iron door latch lift. Dominicus silently pulled his legs under him, ready to spring. He held his breath, hands raised in anticipation of a fight, every nerve, muscle, sinew taut with anticipation. He knew, without a doubt, it wouldn't be Aliana sneaking out from under the nose of her father. No, something far more sinister was about to happen. The door slowly eased open with a whining creak. A long, weedy shadow stretched across the room. The blade, held aloft in its distorted hand, was already buried in the bed as Dominicus leapt on the surprisingly rotund captain, stealthily creeping behind. With the element of surprise in his favour, Dominicus twisted the knife out of his grasp quicker than the startled man was able to react. The captain found himself up against the wall in seconds, vainly clawing at the iron hand clamped around his neck, wide-eyed in fear at the knife he could feel at his gut. Dominicus kicked the chair that had fallen in the skirmish out of the way and twisted the blade deeper, although he took care not to pierce the skin. "You must be more of a fool than I realized," he growled at the quaking captain. "To think I wouldn't be prepared for your attack." Despite the reprimand, Dominicus mentally berated himself for being so careless. If he'd been asleep rather than musing about Aliana, he would have been dead. How could he have been foolish enough not to have seen this coming? However, there was one thing about which Dominicus instantly felt certain. The sweaty, whimpering man now held in his grasp hadn't taken it upon himself to attack him. No, he'd been put up to it. Cold clarity told him he'd obviously underestimated Augustus.